Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Pathways to Perform. This episode features our next five guests in a new series that we call Five on Five in Five. And what we did was challenge our five guests to answer the same five questions in less than 5 minutes. So five perspectives on five questions in less than 5 minutes. And so to give you a little bit more insight about myself, your host, I'm going to answer these questions myself just to kick things off. So our very first question was, how do you define success? And for me, I define success, well, with the word happiness. Not to be confused with content, I truly believe that if you're fulfilled and you find joy, then you are successful. And so to me, that's happiness, easy enough. Number two, our question was really focused on the idea of teamwork. So much of our success is contingent upon the hard work and dedication of others, no matter what field you're in, whether it's sports, administration, you know, running a company, or the performing arts. So much of it takes teamwork. And so I had asked about that and in regard to how that impacts your daily practice. And for me, each and every day, I walk forward with two key components, and that's communication and transparency. I believe in being honest and truthful so we can set the goals and initiatives and definitely communicate, communicate, communicate. And our third question for our guests was, what is your greatest failure? For me, my greatest failure is not being able to reach all of my students. As a young educator and teacher, I was not equipped to understand that I needed to meet the student where they were on their journey, not where I was on my journey. And so that is my greatest failure would definitely be not being able to reach all of my students. Our fourth question is, what are your outside interests and passions away from your career? For me, my outside interests and passions are hands down my family, my two boys, Jake and Jax, are my entire world. In addition to that, I love to cook. Love to cook. The creativity behind that just makes me so happy. I love TV. I love really good storytelling. I'm a TV and film buff all the way. I would definitely say that those are my outside interests and passions. And for our fifth question, it was, how do those outside interests and passions influence and inspire your daily life or your career? For me, it's pretty easy. Jake and Jax are my entire foundation. They are my inspiration. They are my everything. So they keep me going on a daily basis. I would say that TV and film inspire me. I love storytelling as an artist and choreographer. So those two definitely go hand in hand. Those are kind of in sync with one another. And so that was my five questions, and those are my five answers. I hope you enjoy this series as much as I do, and I hope you continue to stay with us through the next several episodes to come. Okay, so our first five and five is by NFL Super Bowl champion Jordan Whitehead. How do you define success?
How do I define success? I would say, it's different for everybody. It's about like what you feel you want to achieve. If you achieve something that you like have something set out for, then that's success for you. It doesn't have to be for everybody.
Good answer. All right. So considering that you play on a team and so much of your success is dependent on the work of others, how does that impact your daily approach?
So it's definitely, you learn early, for the veteran players, like how much they, for them to say they respect you, it goes a long way just because you don't really have to be best friends with somebody, but like when you have your job to do and you're called for, like you just do your job, you don't have to do anything extra. So actually football is the ultimate team sport. So you definitely have to have trust and loyalty to one another. It definitely goes a long way. And once you respect somebody and have the respect, that's one of the best ones.
Okay. And on the opposite side of that, what is your greatest failure? And what did you learn from that?
I remember in high school, like my freshman year, catching a pass in the semifinal game to go to the championship, getting tackled on a 1-yard line. I remember like that whole when I was younger, going into my sophomore year, I was just so hungry to get back on the field and go win the championship after that. That was probably one of the worst times.
I understand. But you learned from that and it fueled your fire to keep going. Okay, so, you know, outside of football, what are your current interests and passions?
Also, besides working out, I like in Florida, there's a lot of things to do. So I'm like in the water, I'm trying to get more into the water, like be a water guy.
That's beautiful. If I lived in Florida, I'd be in the water every day too. And so is there a way in which these interests or passions, like does the water inspire or actually, you know, just kind of make you a better football player?
So I like nature and the water. Yeah, it's like it's like good for your mental. It's like you just set, like it relaxes you. It's like a former like not physical therapy but mental therapy. You know, after like a long day of practice during the season, it's stressful. You need something to depress from and get away from football. So it goes a long way.
That's great. Next, we'll hear the 5 and 5 by stage, film, and television superstar Stephanie Stiles. How do you define success?
Happiness. When I am happy, I feel that is a success.
That's a very good question. Very good answer.
It's a hard question.
It is a hard question, but that's my same answer. Happiness. That's it. Doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're happy, you're successful. I agree. Yeah. Okay. So considering that the performing arts, performing arts productions are really a team effort and your success is dependent on the really preparation and work of others, how does that impact your daily process?
I think it's what we kind of hit on right before this, and that it's, you know, giving grace and being kind to the people around you, because you never know where they are on their literal journey that day with what they have to achieve or where they are on the whole. So it's just being open, being understanding, being kind, and any opportunity you can to celebrate other people. Just celebrate other people, lift them up, because it'll only lift you up, and to just look out for each other. And I think if you're all looking out for each other and lifting others up, then you all will be lifted. You all will touch the stars.
This is true. I love it. Okay. Number 3, what is your greatest failure? And what did you learn from that?
My greatest failure. Oh gosh, this is tough. I would say just not being authentically myself. Anytime that I did something that compromised, whether it was like an artistic choice I wanted to make, or, you know, even something that just like didn't feel authentically me. But you know what? I wouldn't know who I am if I didn't, you know, make those mistakes, whether they were in auditions or whatnot. Like, I wouldn't know who I was as a performer. So I think, you know, just being true to yourself, but also, again, failures are terrible, but they often show you who you are. And I think I heard someone quote once, they're like, you can't bounce back to anything you never were. It's not like you're going to keep on going back to that. So if you mess up, it's like, yeah, let's be accountable. Let's take that. Let's be like, that is something that happened, and then let's learn from it. But also, I fell over on the splits twice during Newsies in the middle of a crowd of people. And that was a big, giant fail. So I would say that was pretty rough. And anytime I lost my headband in Kiss Me Kate, and like Corbin tumbled over me, and like Kelly was like, what's happening? So, you know, but all of those, I guess I wasn't authentic to myself in the moment, and I messed up. And so, but we learn from those and we grow.
Oh, that's
a good answer.
Hilarious. That's a great answer. That's the best answer. So what are some of your current interests and passions outside of the arts?
Other than WandaVision, which is no longer on television because it is over.
Obsessed.
I love Disney and I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I guess television universe now. Mm-hmm. And I love, you know, the people in my life, and I write a little bit for pleasure. And I also have started enjoying Manhattans. So those are some interests in my life right now. And, but yeah, like good stories, good people. Those are some of my things that I'm into right now. And
wonderful.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else. Disney just operates a huge portion of my life.
Yeah, and that's okay. I mean, every Friday morning, we're excited for the new episode. It's brilliant. It's masterful.
Well, we have Falcon and the Winter Soldier coming up, so.
I can't wait. My boys have me, I guess, informed and obsessed simultaneously. I have my own personal narrators. We sit there and they tell me what's actually happening. It's fabulous. Yes, you're very proud right now. It is masterful. So how do these current interests and passions actually influence and inspire your profession? Which yours kind of goes in hand.
It does.
Yeah.
And I think that, but that's something that what I've loved about Disney characters is that I feel like Disney characters, as well as, you know, the properties of which they have bought, the franchises, Marvel, Star Wars, all these things. Mm-hmm. I believe that they really have characters that just like are so hopeful and give you so much hope. And I think that that is huge for this time. And, you know, I think especially with like Wanda and the what is grief but not love persevering, like there's so many things that just really smart people write in movies that I watch and TV shows that I watch that help me be a more authentic performer, but also a more like hit me as a human in a way that I haven't been able to express. And I just love art for expressing things that resonate with us that we haven't even been able to express ourselves, as well as I just like love learning about like, oh, well then is Mephisto going to be the big bad of Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness? Like my daily life is spent like Googling that. And I think, and you know, writing has been really great in that I've been able to create while my forms of creation are kind of stunted. But so that's been really great.
Next is pretty special. Please welcome Travis Williams, who is the president of the Pittsburgh Pirates. How do you define success?
I'd say being happy at home and being happy at work, which is, you know, not always an easy balance, but that finding that work-life balance and being happy in both places. Home is raising a wonderful, well-rounded family with my lovely wife, and being able to do that and make sure that they understand the important things in life: service, faith, hard work, determination, drive, all those things we instill in them every day. And I'd say at work is building a well-rounded team at work and making sure they understand those same core values: passion, innovation, respect, accountability, teamwork, empathy, service. Those are our core values and our mission. And so those are the things that we do day in and day out.
Oh, great. Okay. So my second question is, considering the team aspect of professional sports, so much of your success is dependent on the preparation and hard work of others. How does that affect your daily approach?
I think the important thing for me always when I'm evaluating how to put teams together, because that's really important, right? I can't do it myself. I have to have a great team around me. And when I do that, I always try to identify what are people passionate about. Because if they're passionate about it, they'll be really good at it, because they'll strive to do better day in and day out. And so I like to put people in places where they have passion and will succeed, and then provide resources around them. So that for me is, and people here probably get sick of me hearing it, but that is my core mantra around how we build teams.
Wow, I think it's a good one. So my third question is, what is your greatest failure and what did you learn from that?
I think everybody'd lie if they said it. We all have lots of them. I probably can't name just anyone individually. I've had lots of them along the way. I think the key for me is that when you're failing forward. You're doing it because you made a good calculated decision on a risk that was well worth taking. It may not have worked, but you made the decision to do it. And most importantly, you're learning from it so that you don't you don't recreate the mistake, right? Or the failure. Those are the key things. So fail forward and learn from it.
Oh, that's great. And so what are your current interests completely outside of what you do? What are your current interests and passions outside of being dad or being, you know, you have so many responsibilities.
Well, I was going to say, Keisha, I think you know me well enough. I think family is one.
Yeah, right? That would be number one, of course.
You got, you know, a wonderful wife, you know, as you know, Nikki, and I've mentioned her several times. We have six wonderful children. You know, we've been blessed to have a large family. Neither one of us came from a large family. So the fact that we've been able to create a large family and just enjoy them, you know, I've got an age range from a senior in college all the way down through a seventh grader. They are great kids all in their own right, very different in each of their own right, doing different things. One thing that is a core thing through our entire family, though, it's my second passion, is the arts. People are surprised by that generally because of sports executives typically aren't as involved in the arts or as passionate about it. But I believe the arts bring so much to people's lives, right? It's not only a form of entertainment, but I think it teaches so many different life skills throughout it. The ability to get up and not be afraid to present, to get over your fears of being in front of others, to be able to practice the discipline of a craft, whether that's singing, whether that's dancing, whether that's acting, whatever it may be. And I've been blessed with three in our family out of the six who are all able to do that day in and day out. I've got a daughter who is in Nashville at the Nashville Ballet. We moved her away as a high school freshman to go to Boston and train at the Boston Ballet. Wonderful experience. She lived with my wife's college roommate from Duquesne, of all things. She was blessed with a skill and an ability, and we invested in it to put her there, and it's paid off. And she just, matter of fact, sent me pictures last evening of her and her outfit of a community event teaching kids about ballet that she's doing. So she's doing all kinds of things, and she's got the core value of giving back to the community and kids, and wants to be part of that. And then I've got two other ones that have performed and had the good luck of performing on the stage at the Benedum in multiple different roles as kids, and have just learned so much from it. But you know, the ability to interact with adults and not be afraid to do that, and to know the discipline of showing up on time, learning their script, you know, taking notes and taking advice and taking criticism. You know, kids have to learn that today, right? You're not always perfect. And so all of that stuff wrapped up, and I know that's probably a much longer answer than you wanted, but in a speed round, but I think all of that from the arts, I love, in addition just to the beauty of the arts. I love going to shows, whether it's the ballet or whether that's the musical theater. You know, we are always there and always supportive, and just can't get enough of it in our family, even those that don't perform. And we even make them do the school plays, even if they don't perform on the Benedict stage. So as you know, we've had a couple of those that have been drug along by mom and dad and
exactly
and big brother, big sister into school plays. So
yep.
Fun stuff there too.
That's so great. And I just enjoy the depth of the answer, because it's not just a broad stroke, it's actual rationale and behind why, right? Yeah. Why? And so how do these, you know, passions influence your leadership?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me, I think the leader, from a leadership perspective, you know, the importance of family to me and that work-life balance that I mentioned earlier, I think when I lead, it's important for me to remember that, because I think that everybody, in order to be most effective in their job, has to maintain that work-life balance. And, you know, there is no event, family event, quite frankly, that work needs to take precedence over, in my opinion. So, you know, the events happen and they'll never happen again, but work will be here tomorrow. And so, you know, we all are accountable. We'll all get our work done. But I think it's really important to always remember that. And I try to impress that upon everybody. And we try to really create a real work family atmosphere too. Like, we all know what's going on in our families. We all, you know, regularly connect about that. You know, my wife is texting new wives as they're moving into the Pirates family, and and connecting with them and welcoming them to Pittsburgh if they're from out of the state. So it, we really try to embrace that, create that as part of our culture here. And that's important. And I think the other part is on the arts is, you know, I think it's really important that we in the sports and entertainment industry, while we think we do things really well, this continuous improvement piece that I was talking about earlier, we can always be better. And I think the arts do some things really, really well in terms of how they, the overall, you know, what I'll call guest experience, right? The audience experience, and how can you put on a show, and what are things, I've gone to many different musical theater shows, or even little small plays at small playhouses, where I'll see an idea of how they created a stage environment and in a seating environment and say, why can't we do that? Where there's more interactivity with the set, with our sets, our field, right? How can we create that more interactive environment, that more experiential environment? I've seen where they've done lighting stuff, and I've come back to our game entertainment people and said, can we recreate something like this? This is like really cool how they did this. So there's, I think the arts, for me, the enjoyment of the arts, for all the reasons that I mentioned earlier, I think the life skills that you can take away are important. But I also think, frankly, that some of the entertainment components that the arts bring, we in sports and entertainment can learn from it as well. So those are the real two takeaway things that inspire me from a leadership perspective, from both family and the arts.
Our next guest to answer the 5 and 5 is Janine Sneed, who happens to be the VP of Customer Success with IBM's Technology Sales. Okay. How do you define success?
That is a personal, it's extremely personal to every single person. Mm-hmm. I think success, I live by this notion of just 1% better every day. That if you were better than yesterday, you're doing okay. 1% better every day. By the end of the year, if you do the math, you're 37 times better in 1 year if you get 1% better every single day.
Amazing. Of course you did the math there. Okay. I'll skip over the math part, but that's what makes the world go around. People like you, exactly. People like me. Okay. I love it. You kind of touched upon this earlier. So the second question is really interesting. In any field, there's a misconception with young people. I think that they think it's all about them, their success, them singular stardom, whatever is in their mind about solo success. Sorry. And so team collaboration, that's all it really is. And in your field, you talked so much about your team and collaborating. And what is it like to have so much of your success be contingent upon their hard work, their dedication? And how does that impact your daily practice, your daily process with your team?
It's a great question. So as a leader, it's not about you. The day you become a leader, a manager, it's not about you. The day you become a mother, the day you become a father, it's not about you. And so you've got to put yourself into your now servant leadership, and you've got to be there for your team. I do believe in setting some boundaries, like, you know, I'm not going to start till 8 a.m. or 7 a.m, whatever. Set some boundaries for yourself. You need time for yourself. I get that. You need time for reflection, planning, but as a leader, you're there for your team's success. As part of that, you're constantly coaching. If you're not giving feedback, coaching feedback to help your team, and I'm going to use this very carefully, be even better than they were yesterday, because it's about 1% better every day, you're not doing your job. And then if you're part of a team, it's not just about what you take, but it's about what you give. And what are you giving your team to be the best that they can be?
Well said, my friend. Very good. All right. So for our question 3, what is your greatest failure and how did you bounce back from that?
Ooh, that's a great question. So this is a great learning experience. So a couple of years ago, I was running a project to bring two big portfolios together. and it was across three general managers. And I did not have a manager that supported me at that time. And the project did not go the way that I wanted it to go. It did not go the way anybody wanted it to go because there was so much conflict. And I didn't have, my boss at the time told me, you know, people want you to fail. And I'm just like, what are you doing to help me not fail?
Exactly.
Right. So I got myself out of that and I went into a different role because I foresaw that the support system wasn't there. The structure wasn't there. There were too many agendas and you feel it and you see it and you kind of live it and you're like, this isn't working. And so, you know, you got to kind of be patient, but when you see a project has no hope and no support, you know, maybe stop and pivot and go find something that drives your passion again.
That's very, very important. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And so what are your current interests outside of IBM that you love so much and your job and all of the things that you normally do? What are your interests outside of that? You talked a little bit about podcasting and reading, certainly, but what else?
Yeah. So great question. So I always say when I introduce myself, I'm a mother. So I'm a mother of two boys, Jackson Maddox, 10 and 8, and they are wild and they are crazy. So I love spending my time with them. I'm a wife to Matt, who's also completely crazy and insane and very funny. So I enjoy spending time with Matt. And I'm a runner. I love running. I'm obsessed with it. I love biking. I got into the Peloton craze over COVID, and I'm a hiker. So Matt and I love to hike in Asheville, hike all day, have some great craft beers at night. Those are the things that I love doing.
That's beautiful. And so how do these interests and passions help you and help inspire your career and your work and your responsibilities?
Great question. So when a lot of my exercising is like, it helps me think through problems or clear my mind and start fresh. You know, it's amazing what a hard run or a great spin will do to kind of clear your head and give you a fresh perspective and also kind of get some of that stress out. With my kids, it also keeps me in check. You know, it's a responsibility and I like seeing, you know, my kids seeing that, hey, I'm a working mother and I've got, you know, priorities, I've got accountability, I have responsibility, and this is the way that it's going to work. And that's all they've known. So I became an executive when my son Maddox was 6 months old and Jackson was a year and a half old. So that they've only known a working mom. But they keep me in check and they keep me on my toes and they keep me real. They keep me humble. They keep me vulnerable.
And last but not certainly least is David Hochoy answering our 5 and 5. He is the artistic director of Dance Kaleidoscope. How do you define success?
How do I find success? Being able to do what you want and be paid for it.
Oh, that's good, especially as an artist. Very good. Okay, so much of your success is contingent upon the hard work and dedication of others, a community. So how does that impact your daily approach?
How does that impact my daily approach? Well, knowing that I have to deal with a lot of people, it gets me, it's like a performance. Every day is like a performance. I have to perform every day because I have to get up in front of these people and perform.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good answer too. Okay. So my third question, what is your greatest failure and how did you bounce back from that?
My greatest failure was a horrible, horrible, horrible ballet that I choreographed called The Healing Cup, where I thought it was going to be so great. And I had a libretto and music composed for it. And oh my God, it was a stinker. A stinker.
Really?
Yeah. Just horrible. Awful.
And how did you bounce back from that?
How did I bounce back from it? I just kept on choreographing.
I love it. We all have duds, right?
Oh yeah.
Of course. And so now my question is, what are your current interests and passions outside of the performing arts industry?
So I'm very passionate about my cats. I have two cats, Cookie and Emmy. They run my life and I'm very passionate about them. I have a little backyard that I love. It's really, actually having lived in New York for so long and then coming to a place where I can see nature every day and, you know, the grass and the leaves and, oh my goodness, it's so great. And so that's another wonderful thing that I like to do. And I love to cook.
Yes, I was waiting for the cooking comment.
Yeah, I actually, yesterday was Easter and I made Easter dinner for six of us.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So how do these current interests and passions really inspire what your daily life is and your responsibilities?
Well, it's very, that the cooking element is very, very easy because Mr. Balanchine, you know, was a very good cook too. And actually I say to my students this all the time, when you cook, you have to mix a lot of things together and make sure that it tastes good. And I tell them that all the time. You don't go to, when you go to the grocery store, you don't buy pasta and, you know, meat sauce and tomatoes and vegetables, and you don't put the raw things on the table for the people. You have to process them and cook them. And it's the same thing about learning how to dance. You have to process everything, mix it up, cook it, and then spit it back out. That is so, the cooking metaphor is very, very important. The animals thing, it's also from Mr. Balanchine. I love watching my cats move. They're so sensual and they're so graceful. And every moment, every movement is magical. I mean, I could watch them forever.
Thank you so much for joining us for this first, very first 5 on 5 in 5. Please stay tuned as each guest has their own podcast special. We look forward to you joining us. Please subscribe. Find us everywhere. Share, 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 and tell your friends. Enjoy. And as always, thank you for your support.